Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Today, the Michigan State University Board of Trustees gave President Luana Simon a raise. She donated that $150,000 to a scholarship fund. Top leaders at Michigan State University also offered apologies to women who say they were sexually assaulted by Larry Nassar, the former MSU sports doctor. They also created a $10 million fund to pay for counseling and other services. Joining us now is Jessica Smith, who is among the 125 women and girls who say Nassar sexually assaulted them. Jessica, you were at the MSU Board of Trustees meeting earlier today. President Simon also apologized during that meeting. How did you feel about that?
Yeah, you know, I think that her apology was maybe a nice thought to her. However, to me, it sounded like a statement that simply said that she's sorry that this happened to me. Not sorry that it happened under her watch, or she's so sorry that she allowed this to happen. To me, it really felt like a heartless and empty apology and something that sounds nice.
The board praised Simon's leadership abilities at Michigan State as the reason for the raise. What do you think of that show of support of the president?
Yeah, you know, they said things like she is a tremendous leader and we're so confident in her leadership, you know, which of course makes me question what confidence means to them. But it frankly feels insulting. It's hard to feel like it wasn't intentional that they did that while there's protesters in the room, students in the room who are speaking out against what's happening. And I spoke today, addressed the board, and one thing I actually corrected President Simon in was that she called us accusers. And we are not accusers. We are survivors and victims of Nassar. And, you know, it just shows me that she's not thinking about how she's affecting us. No one who really truly cares would use that kind of word any longer now that Nassar has admitted guilt. And it's hard to know that such a large institution that has so much power has someone like that as the president that, you know, is going to give empty apologies and, you know, be that tremendous leader that I think MSU could do much better.
What does the Board of Trustees' actions tell you about Michigan State's position on Nassar and the women who say he molested them?
You know, I brought up some different points of things that they've said, such as, you know, how can they say that they didn't know until 2016 when Trample put restrictions on Nassar in 2014? You know, why would you put restrictions on someone if they weren't doing anything wrong?
Strample being part of the administration.
Yeah. You know, so it just, there's a lot of baffling things that, you know, it's unfortunate that so many things went on for so long to keep Nassar in his position. But in addition to that, it's challenging as a survivor of it to want to move forward. But knowing that, you know, strings still feel like they're being pulled to keep things quiet.
Do you think there are university people who knew something and should lose their jobs?
You know, I am confident. I have spoke to victims such as Larissa Boyce, who told MSU staff in the 90s. And, you know, I'm confident that there are people that knew. I don't have a specific stance on President Simon and her position. However, after speaking to her today and, you know, seeing how much she was unaffected by the tears and the trauma that we were sharing, that was very difficult for me, both personally and morally. And, you know, I don't see the tremendous leadership that people speak of, unfortunately.
For you, at that meeting, did you walk away feeling anything positive happened?
I did. You know, I think that they said that they were going to put, you know, the $10 million for to get people help for therapy and such. I think that's a step in the right direction in recognizing that people do need help. I think that there are some Board of Trustees members, such as Mr. Mathalam, who I could tell was really listening and really affected. He has a daughter. And, you know, the people who are parents to daughters, I can see just are understanding and are hearing us. You know, whether that will create actions and steps to moving forward to creating a safe culture on campus, I'm hopeful of that. However, I will, you know, I'll believe it when I see it, just like other things. But I think there's some good. And to me, I feel happy, you know, that I had a voice and was able to address people directly And I think that that's an important step in my healing process, in addition to the processes for the institution.
Jessica Smith is one of 125 women and girls who have alleged Michigan State University Dr. Larry Nassar sexually assaulted them. She was at today's Board of Trustees meeting where apologies were offered to the women, and then President Luana Simon was given a raise. Jessica, thanks for taking a moment to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.